for a blockbuster, once again, the world revolves around Kentucky. There are a lot of connections to this movie, one of the chief ones being that Sally Field, who plays Mary Todd Lincoln and is already getting a lot of kudos for her performance in the film, felt like it was very important to come here to Lexington to tour the Mary Todd Lincoln house and get a sense of where Mary Todd Lincoln lived and where she walked while she lived here in Lexington. And the Kentucky History Center also got in on the Lincoln game. This was really fascinating. They have a watch that was owned by Abraham Lincoln. And the filmmakers wanted to get sounds in the movie that Abraham Lincoln would have heard. So they recorded things like church bells in D.C., the creak of a church pew that he once sat in. And then there was this watch, which a sound technician from Skywalker Sound came in and recorded back a few months ago, and it now sort of is prominently featured in the movie.
A local theater group is taking an unusual step next weekend. The Kentucky Conservatory Theater is opening a musical over Thanksgiving weekend. Most companies kind of avoid holiday weekends for openings. They just tend to be overlooked by a lot of audience members.
Right. Kentucky Conservatory Theater is opening their production of Spring Awakening next weekend, the day after Thanksgiving. And that is kind of unusual. They're also running it the following two weekends. So if you happen to be out of town or things of that sort, you'll still be able to catch up with it. But this is kind of a fast turnaround for such a lauded musical. It came out in 2007, and it was... it received the Tony Award for Best Musical and the Pulitzer Prize for Drama, and was a pretty big deal for the content. It is based on a 19th century German book about teenagers realizing their sexuality, and it's combined with the real rock and roll music score. So an interesting challenge for a local group to take on there.
And an updated West Side Story is coming to Lexington this weekend. This one's a grittier production, the most recent incarnation of that musical. And one of the things they do differently are the Puerto Rican members of the cast sing in Spanish.
It was really interesting talking to David Saint, the director of this touring production, and he's also the executor of the estate of Arthur Lawrence, who wrote the book for West Side Story. And he said there was a real consciousness when Lawrence staged the Broadway revival and then they created this tour that, 50, 60 years have passed since West Side Story came out. And back then, the idea of gang warfare, of Latin culture and everything was kind of novel on Broadway. And, they kind of handled it with kid gloves. Now, those things are very regular parts of our culture. And so they really retooled this production to reflect that.
Rich Copley, you have a nice holiday.
You too.